Now, I'm going to read it all together now, verses 7 and 8. I'm reading, "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." All right, what is the desire of all nations? Well, it's silver and gold. That's the desire of all nations. And many nations have had to go off of the gold standard, and the minute that they did, it rocked the economic situation and foundation of the entire world when that takes place. Why? Because there is still a desire for gold and silver. Now, when the first temple was built, anywhere from $5 million to $20 million of precious metals and gold and jewels was in that temple. It was very valuable. And it would look, if you read the historical record in Kings and Chronicles, as if Solomon cornered the gold market of that day. And instead of having all the gold in wherever it is today, I think it slipped out of the cave up here in Kentucky, and it's probably scattered around. Maybe Russia has part of it. I don't know, but we don't seem to have too much of it. But that's the desire of all nations. Now, Solomon had that, and that was used in decorating the first temple. Now, that has all been taken away. You remember the ambassadors of Babylon came up in Hezekiah's reign, and they were shown around. And believe me, they made a note of that. And when they got back, they told Nebuchadnezzar where all the gold was. It was up there, and Hezekiah had most of it. So that was the reason that this man Nebuchadnezzar was anxious to make a visit up there. It enabled him to get the gold, and it was moved then to Babylon. Now, when they rebuilt the temple, Zerubbabel's temple, as this one is called, there was no gold to put on it and no silver on it. And that was the thing that some of these people were complaining about. You remember many of them that had seen the first temple, they wept because, in contrast, this temple didn't seem to be very much. In fact, it was nothing as compared to the other. Someone has written a lovely little poem on this, and I think probably this is the proper place to pass it on to you. Because you remember when they put it up that feast day, the people began to shout. The young did, but the old folk had seen the first temple, and they began to weep, you see. Now, here is the poem. "Mid blended shouts of joy and grief were laid the stones whereon the exiles' hopes were based. Then foes conspired, the king's courage retraced, his throne against the enterprise arrayed, and now self-seeking apathy invade all hearts. The pulse grows faint, the will unbraced. They rear their houses, let God's house lie waste. So heaven from dew and earth from fruit are stayed. There comes swift messenger from higher court, with rugged message of divine import. Your ways consider, be ye strong in build, with greater glory shall this house be filled. He touched their conscience, and their spirit stirred, to nerve their hands for work, their loins regird." And so these people, you see, are told that there's to be a greater glory than that of silver and of gold. And God says in the last days, you can be sure of one thing, that the temple will be redecorated in a very wonderful way.